Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 16th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we have a discussion with Peter Arceo, the general manager of the San Manuel Hotel and Casino, to discuss the property expansion project, its impact, and when it will open. 20 years ago, IGT transformed the industry by introducing cashless gaming with Tito. Now IGT is revolutionizing cashless once again. Learn more about IGT's resort wallet at igt.com/cashless. The San Manuel Hotel and Casino is the most successful casino in Southern California. The chief reason for this success is that it's the closest casino to the Los Angeles metropolitan area. But with increasing competition from tribes with renovations, new additions, and more of everything, San Manuel has responded by building a new hotel, adding a showroom and restaurants and meeting space, and expanding the casino floor. General Manager Peter Arceo explains how it will impact the tribe, employees, and customers. This interview was conducted just prior to the announcement that San Manuel was buying the Palms Casino in Las Vegas, so Arceo declined to answer any questions about that transaction. He spoke with me from his office in Highland, California, in April. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Peter Arceo, who's the COO of San Manuel Casino in California. And Peter, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Roger.
So, you know, we've had, I was down at San Manuel, I guess over a year, definitely over a year ago, before the pandemic started, and I just saw all the stakes in the ground and the foundation work being done, but it looks like you've really moved forward, you know. San Manuel has been the most successful casino in Southern California, but kind of behind its competitors in adding hotels and amenities. How excited are you and the employees and the tribe about finally getting into that game?
We're all very excited about this. This is years in the making. You know, you're right. We were very deliberate and thoughtful behind when we wanted to embark on an expansion, which included, you know, a hotel, a spa, a theater. And, you know, it took us some time to really determine what do we want to be, who do we want to be in the market, what do we want to develop. And now it's coming all together. We're about to open our expansion project in phases beginning this summer, and we're very excited to finally see things come to fruition. I mean, a lot has changed since your visit. Things are now real. We're laying down carpet. Ceilings are being finished. You know, we're beginning to put slot machines on the floor and some of the levels there. So things are coming together quite nice.
Yeah, I was there, I think, when your last expansion project had just been completed, and that was pretty impressive. So I can't imagine what this one is with a full hotel, more casino space, and all the amenities.
Yeah, looking forward to it. You know, this July is going to be our first phase. We're going to open the casino component with a couple of restaurants. You know, all of our casino bars will open at that time as well. You know, the last time you were here was right after we added a new high limit area. We now have four high limit areas. When we add and open this latest expansion, we're going to add a fifth high limit area to our repertoire. So we're extremely excited about that.
So, you know, the actual San Manuel reservation is really quite small, so you didn't have a lot of room to work with. What special design challenges did that cause?
Oh, there were, you know, it presented a lot of challenges. And of course, being in Southern California, we also had to address, you know, seismic activity as well.
Right, of course,
so,
right.
The last time you were out here, I think I described for you the level of detail we had to go through with the foundation, over 700 pylons, you know, between 40 to 100 feet deep, had to be put into the ground to support the foundation of the building. And as you pointed out, it's a very, very small footprint that we had to work with on our reservation. So we had to work together with the architects to really maximize the space that we had, as well as maintain the integrity of the structure. And, you know, what was very important for us was to have it be integrated into the current property so that when this expansion is done, it looks and feels like one congruent, large property that was designed all together and not look like it was added and put together in pieces.
Sure, sure. So give us some details of the hotel. I know, you know, you've seen your competitor's hotel. How did you one-up them on that?
Well, you know, how we approached the hotel was we actually did some market research, and we put them into three buckets. We spoke to our guests that were current players here at San Manuel. We also spoke with gamblers out in the market that did not play at San Manuel, so we were very interested in what they had to say. And then we introduced a third group, which is hotel enthusiasts that don't gamble. And we wanted to hear sort of like what makes a hotel stay special to them. And so based on those, the input from all three constituent groups, we were able to sit down with the designers and the architects to design a hotel that we feel will give us the opportunity to not only enhance and take care of our existing guests and database, but also reach out to those who have traditionally not been a loyal guest or have never stepped foot on our property. So we're very excited about it. And that was sort of our approach. And where we landed with it was with a hotel tower that has 432 rooms. Of those 432, 127 of them are suites. Mm-hmm. The suites are well appointed. One thing that we did add to a large number of our suites is a balcony, something you don't see very often.
That's
anymore.
Right. Yep.
Out here in California, you just don't see balconies. I don't know why, based on feedback from guests, they thought that it would be an enjoyable experience to have that, especially with the wonderful weather we have here in Southern California. It's you know, most of the year it's great. Why not enjoy it and be able to sit outside and enjoy the comfort of that right in your room?
Sure.
So we've spent a lot of extra, time really thinking through, well, what kind of guest experience can we pull off, given the limited footprint that we had, but to get more bang for our buck and really take something to, you know, a special level there for our guests.
Sure. Well, the last time I was there, you put me up in a converted Hampton Inn, I guess it was, and you guys did a fantastic job on that, and it was it's probably the best Hampton Inn experience I'd ever had. And so what did you learn from running that hotel for the last several years?
So that was a great question. That was one of our operations. It's about 3 miles away from our existing casino. We knew that we had to increase our opportunity for guests to stay in a hotel. So it allowed us to really try some different things. So when we took the Hampton Inn flag out, we said, well, let's make it a boutique hotel.
Right.
But we were limited with what the bones of what that,
sure,
that was.
Right.
So we had to deal with the construction, the pre-existing construction. But we did cool things in there. You know, we added the barn doors, the sliding barn doors. We upgraded the mattresses to be something you would find in a more modern 4-star boutique quality hotel. Mm-hmm. And then we really paid special attention to adding a food and beverage experience over there. So we, you know, you don't find full service restaurants typically in a Hampton Inn.
Right.
So we really had to think through how to gut the lobby area, take out a couple of hotel rooms, and meet. There was a small conference room there. We opened it up. We added a full service restaurant and a bar, and really focused on, okay, providing this kind of boutique hotel experience. It also allowed us to test the waters with our guests. Would our guests stay and play long enough? You know, sort of the theory that you see in other markets when you add hotel rooms to a casino is you see longer lengths of stay, higher degree of play on the casino floor. But, you know, you don't want to just say because it works for one, it works for all. So we wanted to test it out. We were able to successfully do that. We learned a lot through that process. Mm-hmm. We tested out a lot of products in room. We tested out a lot of technology. Some of those learning lessons that we got from that experience, we are bringing with us to this expansion. In some cases, we decided we're not going to put a certain technology or amenity on our property. But it was really kind of a nice little test lab there for a couple of years for us to learn along the way while we developed this expansion.
Sure. And that restaurant was fantastic, as I recall. It was, the food was first class and a very comfortable environment.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll pass that along to our culinary team.
Yeah, absolutely. So another thing you're bringing in is a pool area for the first time. And obviously, Southern California is the perfect place for pools. You can use it 12 months out of the year. How did you design that? Are you going to use that for any other events and that kind of thing in the hotel?
Yeah, so, you know, great point. the pool, again, with the limited footprint that we have to work with, the pool is on the third level of the structure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's above the two casino levels below it.
Right.
And that was a way that we were able to, you know, add a pool of a fairly large size, but not have to eat up a valuable square footage on the property.
Mm-hmm.
So that allowed us to do a couple of things. One is it's going to get much more sun than if it was tucked away between the existing building and the hotel tower and the theater. So we got more sunlight hours out of it being on the third floor. The other thing is, so along with that, as you pointed out very astutely, it's going to also serve as a multifaceted event area for us. With the great weather we have here in Southern California, outdoor events, it's spectacular and special. And we plan to do a lot of outdoor events there. We're working on a food and beverage program for the restaurant and the bar that's located on the pool deck.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go light on those. They're not, like a pool snack bar, type thing or anything like that. They're a full service restaurant and bar. And we're working on a program now, which we think will make that food and beverage experience a destination for people, not only staying in the hotel, but if they're not a hotel guest, they're going to want to come and enjoy a nice dinner or lunch or brunch out on the pool deck and enjoy the wonderful weather that we have here. In addition to that, we have 7 cabanas, well-appointed, cabanas that you would find in a modern casino integrated resort. So again, we didn't go light on those cabanas. They would be of the quality you would expect from a 5-star property. We plan to staff it as such and provide a great experience there for individuals who would like to have more of a private pool experience.
Sure.
We are not planning to do a pool party of any sort. So, the day club concept's not really for us. It's
right.
Something that's not in our wheelhouse. So we've kind of shied away and backed off from that and said, that's not really who we are. We're going to focus on other guests and their wants and needs, but it's a great pool. It's going to have a great vibe,
mm-hmm.
and looking forward to launching that when we're ready. Love for you to come down and enjoy brunch out on the pool deck. It's going to be fantastic.
Sounds perfect. So let's talk about the casino expansion. I mean, you already had over 4,000 slot machines, and now you're going to go up to over 6, which will make you the largest casino on the West Coast. It's exciting. What do you expect will be the response of your players?
Oh, I think they're going to love it. I mean, we've worked with all the major manufacturers, and we've carefully curated a wonderful slot floor in the new space, taking advantage of the latest titles that are coming out from some of the best in the industry. So we're excited to be able to offer more of those games for our guests. The casino volume here at San Manuel is tremendous. I mean, we just have a lot of gamblers here that just love to play. And so this will allow us to give them more of what they want, and to also do it in a way where they will, it'll be a fun journey around our floor. So it's not, just row after row after row of machines.
Right, sure.
Machines, we create a nice environment on our floor, so it doesn't feel like you're walking through rows and rows. It's actually an enjoyable journey to explore the property and to see what games we have available. It will also allow us to put more titles that we haven't been able to traditionally put on our floor as well, due to maybe size restrictions or limitations.
Sure.
So, adding another 1,400 slots to our footprint is going to be tremendous, and we're looking forward to doing that. We're also adding more table games as well.
Sure.
So that'll allow us to also offer a wider variety of table games out there. Our progressive jackpots on our table games have been outstanding and doing well for us, and so we look to continue to expand our progressive footprint in table games, and we'll do so as part of this expansion.
Sure.
Resort Wallet from IGT provides a digital wallet for all your players' gaming and retail needs. From card or cardless-based cashless transactions, your players will love the convenience of getting rid of cash and all the hassles associated with using cash. And with IGT Pay, IGT's exclusive payment gateway, your players can fund their cashless wagering accounts from multiple external sources simultaneously. The benefits of cashless gaming are amazing. No more waiting in lines at ATMs to get cash, no more waiting in lines to redeem your tickets, and no more waiting for service when your ticket printer jams.
Learn more about IGT's resort wallet at igt.com/cashless. And now back to our podcast. Well, you know, it was the first time I had been to San Manuel, the last time I was there, and I was just amazed at how busy the casino floor. I think I was there on a Tuesday afternoon, and almost every machine was taken up. It's just incredibly busy, and I can't imagine that just having more volume of slot machines is going to really satisfy the people who were coming there.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. The velocity of business here is quite tremendous, and so, you know, to take that velocity and add more slot machines to it is going to be outstanding. And, you know, it's going to provide, we do a lot of hand pays every day. I mean, it would blow your mind if you knew how many hand pays we did on a day.
Sure.
And so for us, it'll be allowing us to just provide more of that thrilling casino experience for the people out there in the LA area that want to gamble.
Right. And you're adding some retail as well. Why don't I explain what those are going to be?
Yeah, so absolutely. Again, we took a very methodical approach to retail. You know, 6 years ago, we didn't have much retail here on property. So at that point in time, we underwent a renovation of, we had one gift shop that kind of was, you know, all things to everybody, actually served double as a box office as well. Mm-hmm. So we took that place at that time, 5 years ago, we reimagined it, took out the box office component, put it somewhere else on property. And, you know, took the gift shop aspect of it and really put us, whittled it down to a much smaller footprint in that space. And we took the majority of the space and created a boutique that had, you know, men's fashion, women's fashion, men and women's accessories, a whole host of things, but a more elevated level. And what we learned over the last 5 years was that our guests really responded well to it. And actually they said, wow, number one, they said it was about time. Number two, they said, wow, we want more. And so we said, well, gee, we're looking around the property, we're out of space. You know, there's not a whole lot of space to add another store. So we always kept it in the back of our mind that when and if we were able to add significant amount of square footage to the casino, that we would add more retail. And so along the way, using the feedback and input from our guests, we landed on 3 new stores. One store will be dedicated to men's fashion, another store dedicated to women's fashion, and then a third store dedicated to high-end electronics and travel accessories. And again, these are high-performing retail items for us here at San Manuel that people want more of. And so we're going to give them more of what they want in a nice, beautiful space. It's going to complement our casino floor in that area. It's going to be adjacent right next to where our new high limit room is and the hotel elevator bay. So it's going to be a fantastic experience there, where our guests are really going to be able to enjoy not only the casino, but head over and do a little shopping in their free time.
Yeah, no question. I think, are you going to be able to use your points to buy some of those items?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, everything is about the player here.
Sure.
You know, it's player focused, player centric, you know, a property. And so we want to make it as easy as possible for them to enjoy their rewards and use it as much as they can here on property. That's really what it's all about.
Yeah, no question about it. So obviously this is going to mean you have to add employees. How many new employees are you going to bring on to staff this new expansion?
Yeah, very exciting time for us for that. It's 2,500 is our magic number. And as you know, you need to, you know, with any grand opening, you need to start big, and then over time, you know, you need a little bit less. So we need 2,500 to open.
Yeah.
And we had to get creative, Roger. I have to admit, it was a little nervous there, you know, during the pandemic, you know, 4 months ago. It was December, right in the middle of the throes of the pandemic, and it didn't look like anything was going to lighten up for a while.
Sure.
And sitting there, hanging out there, was this fact that we need to hire 2,500 people. How are we going to pull that off in the middle of this pandemic with limited, you know, restrictions to do anything with large numbers of people? So first thing we did was we collaborated internally, and someone came up with the idea, let's do a virtual career fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did. We partnered with a company that has done online conferences. And so we used their online conference platform. We tweaked it, customized it, and we turned it into an online career fair. And so instead of an exhibit booth being for a company or a product, the exhibit booth would be for a department.
Okay.
And we were staffed, you know, multiple people from the department would be in the virtual booth answering questions live in a chat room. And if somebody wanted to break off and do a personal interview, we were doing one-on-one interviews mm-hmm. right there.
Wow.
In some cases, we made job offers right there on the spot. Huh. And so we did two of those virtual career fairs over the last 2 months. And boy, it was a huge success. We were able to make offers and hire over 500 people. So we have over 500 people in the pipeline now because of that. And we have another, you know, for some positions, it was too early to hire.
Sure.
We have another 1,000+ for the phase two when we get around to opening the hotel. Mm-hmm. We got another 1,000+ people, you know, that we're going to follow up with for that. So it yielded a really, really a sizable chunk of potential team members. But we now that it's loosening up now, and we now can see the light at the end of the tunnel, we decided we need to activate now and go out into the community to really find the rest of these folks. And so beginning this weekend, actually, we partnered with the Ontario Mall, which is a very large mall out here in California. It's one of the top 10 busiest malls in all of the United States. Well, they had a vacant spot. We're leasing that. We added an 8,000 square foot tent as well that we're decking out with a stage and lights and sound and music. It's gonna be awesome. And then we have two kiosks in the mall. And so we're going at this big. We got radio, TV remotes happening. We're going big on marketing. You know, people, and the goal there, Roger, is to take a little bit of our work culture, bring it out, so that we can have people and demonstrate to people what it's like to work for us here at San Manuel, learn a little bit about the tribe as well. Who are they gonna work for?
Sure, right.
What are the values of the tribe? What's mm-hmm. the values of the organization? We're gonna have, it's not just HR folks out there, right? We're gonna have departments. I'm gonna be out there as much as I can.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna go out there and meet people. If we're a good match for each other, we're gonna ask them to, you know, continue the process, and we set it up so they could get interviewed on the spot, get a job offer, drug test results, and get the processing going on their gaming license. So we tried to make it as much of a one-stop shop as possible.
Yeah.
But if someone was just curious and said, hey, I just want a little, you know, learn a little bit more, they can come and explore. So it's no pressure.
Sure.
Right. This was, you don't have to go for an interview. You don't need to dress up in a suit. You can come by with your family shopping. I'm going to peel off for 10 minutes and learn about San Manuel. We mm-hmm. can do that. And, you know, so we're very excited about it. The place looks spectacular. If you were local, I'd invite you over here later this afternoon so you can come right. take a sneak peek, but it's great.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing that for the next 6 months, 6 days a week. So we'll be at the mall 6 days a week doing that every day, 10 to 6. So it's going to be awesome.
Great.
Can't wait to do it.
So you mentioned the pandemic. I have to tell you that I was so impressed with the way San Manuel handled, you know, closing. I believe you closed even before the California governor said it was necessary. I think you paid your employees the entire time, and you know the way you handled it was so professional and so just your thought of your employees and your tribal members, you know, before anybody else. And I was really impressed with that. So how has the property responded now that you've reopened?
So thank you very much for that, Roger. And I love to give credit to the tribe for that. They're just, you know, they always think about community and people first. And that really, it comes from the top down. And with their support, we were able to take care of everyone during the pandemic, during the closure. And so during that time period, we spent, I never worked from home, by the way. I came into the office every day, even during the closure. Because I felt the responsibility, you know, just because we're closed doesn't mean we're stopping work. It actually means we got to work harder.
Right.
And we had to flex new muscles that we never had before, right? We didn't know what was going on. We had to determine, you know, what was fact from fiction and then kind of digest it. And what does that mean for an operation? So we spent a lot of that time during that closure thinking about, well, what are the things we need to do to get open? And we recognize that the first thing we have to do is make it a safe place to work.
Right.
Because if our team members didn't feel safe, then our guests wouldn't feel safe or our team members wouldn't come to work, and we can't have that. So we had to solve that problem first. And then we reopened, of course, you know, nearly 3 months later. You know, we were closed for 87 days. And then when we reopened, we took our time. We were very conservative and methodical in how we opened. I think we were the most conservative casino out there. I mean, we went out there with a 6-foot measuring stick to make sure that slot machines and chairs and anything was, you know, not 6 feet inside of 6 feet.
Right.
And we didn't go inside of that for many, many months. We just did that about a month ago.
Yeah.
Right? So we're behind the curve in ramping up in that regard, but we're ahead of the curve in safety and taking care of people. And so we are very proud of that. And people responded really well. Our guests love it. Our team members, you know, we track the numbers and they're really happy, you know, to be here and work in a place like San Manuel. And,
sure.
You know, we're happy to be able to provide that type of work environment.
So what are you doing to encourage your employees to get vaccinated?
So we began, you know, months back when we got the facts about the vaccines,
right.
We were sharing that with our team members along the way. We had multiple lines of communication with how we did that. Once the tribe was able to get doses for the community, and they were able to do employee vaccination clinics from the fire department here on the reservation. So, you know, the offer was made, and we went and followed, you know, the tree of, you know, first responders, the team members that fit within the guidelines, and we offered it to them. So, you know, we tried to make it as easy as possible for those who decided and determined that it was for them. For those that didn't want to get vaccinated on reservation, we were partners with Loma Linda Hospital and a couple of other community clinics. And so we shared that information and were able to get direct lines for phone numbers so that they can make their appointments. And so we tried to make it as easy as we can. We share as much of the facts as we receive it with our team members. We, you know, education is really important on this kind of thing, and to help educate the team member population on you know, what's going on, the latest and greatest news out there. We do our very best to keep them informed.
Sure, great. Well, this is an exciting time for the tribe and for you folks in the casino. When is this? You mentioned several phases. When approximately is the whole thing going to be done?
So we're going to begin with phase one. That's mm-hmm. the casino component, two restaurants. That's going to open this summer. We're targeting mid to late July for that actual date to be determined. And then later this year, by the end of the year, we're looking to open up the hotel part, which will also include the spa and pool. The theater will be ready at that time, but we won't announce a set of concert dates yet until Q1 of 2022. You know, the entertainment industry has been hit really hard, and they're actually one of the last hospitality components out there to actually get back in action. And so we want to learn a little bit about, you know, how are they able to operate? What sort of new restrictions do we potentially have to consider as part of our operation? So it's too soon to tell. We didn't want to go out there with a set of concert dates and have to refund people or, you know, shift dates around because we were unable to you know, put together a show that met health and safety standards. So we wanted to take our time with that, just like everything we do. So the facility will be ready by the end of the year, but we won't announce any concerts until Q1 of 2022.
Well, I don't think you're going to need shows to attract people to that, to your property when all this new stuff opens up. I think people are going to be very curious about it. And then, you know, sometime in 22, when you're certain about it, then you introduce the entertainment. So it's an exciting time. And I want to congratulate you for you know, plowing through this difficult time and really coming out of it at the end with a beautiful facility.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate that. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. You know, it's been too long since I've seen
Absolutely.
You. I look forward to seeing you in person at some point.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to coming down and seeing the hotel up and running. So hopefully we can do that by the end of the year.
All right, great.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast brought to you by IGT. Your players will experience the convenience of digital transactions throughout your resort property with IGT's Resort Wallet. Learn more at igt.com/cashless.
To learn more about renovations, additions, and new facilities in tribal gaming, visit GGV Magazine. And don't miss our annual Tribal Government Gaming Magazine, which will be available in early June at tribalgovernmentgamingmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.